Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes. Greetings, greetings, and more greetings. Hope everyone's doing well. You are free to Poetry Journal podcast. I am your host, Alex Murdoch, aka the Mad Poet. Positive, you know, feeling good, looking good, and well, let's put it like this. Wherever there's sun, there is, you know, a vibe. And I guess that's where I'm at with it today. But this is somewhat of a brief interlude, you could say, just sharing, you know, things of late, my take. And take that to where you will. You know, I've just been doing a lot of thinking, but as always, it's been a process. But before I get into all that, let me just share something with you. Okay, we can kind of move beyond. And by something, I mean a piece. So here we go. Depicting the unscrupulous that has dawned on him. Never again speak of the world without balance from the meek. Life cloaks, they wear my shadow like they were born, they were both as one. There is no world in the absence of sin, for in the sacrifice there, we create the initiation of the greatest whim, thereby proclaiming the prophecies of what life only have but dreamed to be. Now we don't have to darken thee, we only need to see. As you know, I always like to share something of recent that I've created. And, you know, I just want to put out there and share with people that, you know, the pen never stops. It's part of a culture I developed for myself. And I take pride in writing and creating and never stop and enjoying the process of growing and bigger growth, learning, understanding the world within my scope as well as without or outside of it. I think that's very important. So, you know, this is where I'm at with it. But I thought I'll just come here and share what I've been thinking, what I've been, I suppose, changes that have been coming. I'm sure to an extent everybody has sort of noticed there have been certain changes in the way I would go about doing things. Now, this is not to say that I'm not going to do what you're used to. I suppose I'm intending to do that and more. What do I mean by that? As you know, this platform is known for having discussions with creatives. And that's always going to be the base of everything I do, whether it's me speaking or alluding to creative nature, or it's actually have somebody to give me their take or their interpretation on things I do. I think it's important either way to have both. So I'm going through that. And, you know, just trying my best to evolve and grow. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I want people to understand, you know, where I am and where. So, of course, come along with me. suppose, in essence, that's where I'm sharing. But I've been, man, I've been so privileged, happy with the work I've accomplished or finished so far, or experiences that I've had so far with people on this platform. They've brought so much to this platform that I can't help but be grateful. And of course, it was a milestone that I'm pleased about when I look back on everything that we've accomplished, because it's not just myself. I pride myself on bringing other people to this platform to share and understand where I'm coming from with my work, my art, but also to kind of share their perspective, bring their prerogative and way of doing things. If only to create a vacuum where, their ideals may be somewhat abstract, they have the room to maneuver and just kind of share. I think that's important. As you know, I'm big on expression, hence why I always go about doing what I do and the way I do it. I always do my best to be accurate or objective. Of course, I'm not perfect, but I do my best to always be correct in my comments. And if ever I'm unsure, you best believe I will be better, or I will do my research, or you will hear it, because I would say certain disclaimers, like I'm unsure about what I'm saying, so take it with a pinch of salt, certain things like that. So, there's different ways I like to do things, but I always come from a place of doing my best to be accurate and forthcoming, straightforward with what I know and what I don't know. So, going back to where I was coming from, yes, I think the base of what I've been doing will always be, important to me. So, in terms of one-to-one discussions, having sit down with somebody and just speaking on art, creativity, whether that be, talking about story, music, poetry. As you know, we've been blessed with having a jazz musician as well, Paul Allen. I thought that was very unique to the platform, and I really appreciate that. But I appreciate everybody, because everybody brought their own perspective and their own unique outlook on things, and I thought that was pretty interesting to have the privilege to share, especially the space that we've created. Because I think it's important, and just having that safe space where people think or feel they can express, of course, as I said, I try my best to be objective. At the same time, there is need to evolve, and I've come to that point where I thought this is the best time to kind of, change or add to what I've been doing. So, and this is what I allude to, where there's been recent interjections of different things on the horizon. And what I mean by that is, if you've noticed with certain uploads I've had recently, whether it's on Spotify or on YouTube, they have been somewhat of a bit more open, a bit more communal. Because they were online, specifically TikTok, primarily, outside of the norm. We've been having people kind of chime in, whether it's through just commenting in the live or having a discussion directly through me, through the platform, through my profile. As you know, I'm on TikTok as well, so that is Mad Poet. On Instagram, I am the Mad Poet, all together, no space. And it has been different. It has been positive also. And I have been enjoying discussions I've had with a friend of mine. He's a podcaster himself. Go out and check him out. Philosopher's Poet. If you can find him on Instagram, that is Philosopher's Poet. Same thing on, I think, most platforms. He's on YouTube as well. So shout out to him for always supporting the platform and chiming in to give his take on some of the topics I've been speaking on. The other thing I'm looking to do is continue these type of discussions where it's by myself and it's just my voice and my perspective, because that's primarily what I've built this platform on for the majority of time I've had it. And recently I haven't had the chance to do many lives by myself, where I can break down a lot of the things that people have appreciated about, certain art premise, art outlook that I've had over the years, or just pretty much based on my experiences. So I'm trying to bring those three things together. So yes, of course. So one-to-one at Funeral Works, and will be posted multiple times per week on off days. I would say off days would be like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Online discussions could be Tuesday, Thursdays, Sundays. I will do my best to juggle. It's work, but I love what I do, so I'll be doing my best to juggle everything and post as prompt as I can. But if I am a day late, perhaps bear with me. And then of course the single discussions will be also be on off days. Just fitting in between all the other things I have to do. Now, I do have, the one thing I can say is I do have some one-to-one discussions coming up with some great artists, writers, poets, and they bring something equally as important to the platform. And I would appreciate, everybody's support and just listening to what they have to say. Give them a chance, like you gave me a chance, and the support that you've given me. And man, it's been a blessing, So I would, of course, welcome people that have been following what I do, but also, embrace or open the floodgate is currently open for anybody who's willing to kind of continue to, share with what I have going on. I think, to do by yourself is good, but to do with a group, to do with everybody, to do for everybody, that's great, And I think we can all continue to learn from each other. So I'm just doing my best to continue to share a platform and for us all to kind of to continue to grow together. And so this is where I'm at with it. This is where I'm taking it, and it's been positive, you know. As always, as you know, I always try to put my best foot forward and keep doing for me as well as for other people. So it has been great. And the last thing, well, the other thing I was looking to do, I'm be a bit more versatile. No, I'm not saying I wasn't about that, which I'm about to introduce before, but I perhaps haven't delved into that aspect much. And so I plan to. And what I mean by that is I want to, because, you know, primarily what we've spoken about already, that will continue to be the base of everything I want to do. But I suppose what I'm saying is you could still throw some spanners in the work. And I only say spanners in the work because we might be somewhat not privy to it from, or it's unusual because of what we're used to or the base of what I do. But when speaking about sports, certain sports that I understand in depth and I can speak about in depth, when I have the chance to discuss with certain people, I think that is what I'm aiming to do. That is what I'm looking to do. So that's also something I wish to add to the table. I almost forgot. Now, when I say one-to-one, you know, usually before it was normally on Zoom, because primarily a lot of people I've spoken to in the past couple of weeks have been, you know, international discussions, people from outside the UK. However, I still have a lot of people I would like to have discussions with within the UK. Consequently, I had to find a base to have some of these discussions, and positively, I actually have a place, a base where I can chime in and speak and just have these discussions with people in person. And I thought that was very important to have a go-to place, go-to location where people can actually sit down with me and have a discussion. In depth, in person, as opposed to just on the internet. And that's something else I'm positive about. So I'm excited for what I'm about to embark on pertaining to what we're doing here. So I'm looking forward to that. And finally, last but not least, you know, this is something I'm excited about. Unfortunately, on my way preparing to come to the base of my operation currently these days, so to speak, I forgot. Now, this is a prototype, it's the first of its kind, but I will introduce in the future, perhaps my next, even tomorrow, because we're going to be seeing a lot of each other. So this would be poultry vent. But the reason why I want to bring this up, even though I don't really have the book with me, but the book is ready, it's great, and it's waiting to come out in July on the 27th. And but I want also want to allude to the fact that I'm having a book launch. And this book launch will be on the 10th of August. And I'm so excited about this. This is the first book launch I've had. As you know, I have multiple books out there, including stories, short stories, novellas. Well, short story and a novella, and two poetry books. So, This will be the first to be released of Poultry Vent. I've said this before, but I'll just say it again, this is going to be a trilogy. So this is the one of three. And that's something else in itself in terms of the scheduling behind my releases. But I will be releasing so much more on a regular basis. And when I say regular basis, I'm saying, you know, cycling over a 6 months period type of thing, before you see something new. So I'm excited, you know, and I just want us to keep growing, to keep sharing. And I also want to keep, you know, listening to what people have to, whether it's you know, criticism or it's positive. I think it's important to at least address it or give somebody an ear to share or express what they think, or to express what they think. Let's go with that. And we can address it from there. But as for where I am, I'm at with everything. New milestone, and it's time to go to work again. So just stay tuned in, stay in line, and just listen out for what I have going on. There's a lot of things coming out, and of course, you know, all my stuff will be, oh, of course, Dean, that's Dien dot UK, that's www.dien.uk. That's my official site, if I haven't mentioned it before, where you can buy or purchase books directly from me, or you can simply just go on Amazon and order yourself a copy of a story or poetry book I have out there. But this is where I'm at, and this is where I've been just creating. And I suppose I've reached a place where it's important to start marketing, focus on marketing more, outside of creating itself, which is pretty much what I'm doing now, you know, creating content, I suppose. But I think it's important to kind of share and catch up with where I've been. So let people know that, you know, the work still continues. I'm a workaholic, you could say. It never stops with me. So new ventures, and I'm looking forward to it. So, but you know, I've always said, you know, appreciate everybody that's come on the platform and everybody that still supports. It has been a pleasure. It has been fun. Always looking to have some fun and enjoy myself. So, I appreciate everyone, you know, and it's been great. So, if you're new to this platform, welcome. And if you have been following me for a while, I appreciate you. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and the work continues. Poultry Journal Podcast. I am Alex Murdoch. You may address me as Alex Murdoch or the Mad Poet or Lex. Whatever suits your boat, it all works with me. But thanks to everyone for support and chiming in and tuning in. It has been a pleasure. All right, take care.